So we've just been kind of chatting here, and we were just discussing about if the Lord would have called 12 legions of angels. We know a Roman legion at that time was 6,000. So 12 legions would be, what, 72,000 angels. And then Brother Sparks mentioned that one angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. So we put some math to it. And if Jesus would have had called on 12 legions of angels and one angel killed 185,000, so 72,000 times 185,000 equals 13.3 billion. Well, the Roman Empire wasn't even that big. We're not even that big. We don't have that population today. So we kind of extrapolated out, and that maybe happened when, at the end of the millennium, when fire comes down and consumes all those that were born in the millennium but didn't believe. And I just kind of postulated that that will maybe when that will finally be fulfilled. But you have to remember that 72,000 or 12 legions was chosen. It's an inspired number. So we have to ask ourselves the question, oh, that's just a number? What is the meaning? Well, I don't know that we'll know the meaning until the end of the thousand-year reign of Christ. Because even in the tribulation, it will not require that many angels to deal with all of the sinners in Revelation chapter 6 through 19. Okay? Because we're almost 7.8 billion people today. So, yeah. So anyway, in the midst of all that, the Lamb of God hung there on that cross and refrained from exercising power as the embodiment of meekness and humility and submission to the Father. So we're just not like Him yet. But God's committed to make us like Him. And so I think as we read this tonight, I trust that we can maybe be more able to be available to the Lord for Him to work with us in the midst of whatever circumstance that we find ourselves in the days ahead. With this disintegration of our culture and the nation that once was a land of the free, We will never return to normal. I hope, saints, that you really accept this and understand this. We will never, there's no normal for us to return to here in America. So you need to let that go, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And you will certainly become more aware of this fact and reality between now and Inauguration Day and after. Anyone else have any thoughts about tonight? Okay. Amen.
For such a time as this.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
It's certainly very applicable.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's amazing when you read somebody that has walked a lifetime just tremendous. He had a lot of suffering. He went through physical sufferings. I've mentioned this in the past, but if you ever read the book, The Battle for Life, this was a series of conference messages that he gave. He was in so much pain, he was so ill, he couldn't even stand up. So when you read The Battle for Life, remember that he had to sit. He could not stand the whole time that he gave that message. So here we are. The Lord is, He's going to be touching everything in us in His faithfulness, so that when we stand at the bema seat of Christ, when we're manifested there in 2 Corinthians 5:10, when we pass through that fire, everything will be gold, silver, and precious stones. That's what He's after. Christ in full stature, fully formed. And so He's patient with us. And I think we too need to be patient with Him. We have to learn what it means to be patient towards Him as He's working out His purpose. So anything else, saints? Okay. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness.